bearing your soul, really.
Well, you don't need to, just basic. This is an interview between Nora Miles and Veronica Pownall.
And then you go. Well, my name is Veronica Pownall. When I was at school, it was Veronica Walsh.
Right, yeah.
I started at St. Augustine's Infants when I was 3 years old. Do you want to say how?
Yeah.
The first day at school I was terrified because there was all these nuns in black.
That's
and
right.
A little child going, it was terrifying to see that. And I don't remember being happy there, you know, just terrified really.
Terrified of the nuns themselves.
Yeah, they were really strict and they didn't seem to have any compassion towards young children. That's the impression I got.
Mm.
And then I moved to the junior school and the war broke out when I was at junior school. And prior to that there was a boys' school and a girls' school.
All part of St. Augustine's.
Yeah, but they were separate schools.
Yeah.
And then, with the war starting, you had to go to the nearest school to your home. And they amalgamated the girls and boys.
Right, that was the first time they mixed.
Yeah. Mm. And of course it was absolute disruption. And I can remember one teacher, Miss Cassidy, she was as deaf as a post, and she had absolutely idolised the boys, yeah. But they took advantage of her, and then the siren would go and we had to run home to see how quick you could run home, you know, it wasn't a proper area, but they were just practising.
Yeah.
And so I think my main remembrance there is religion. You just rammed it home.
Did you have the same nuns in the church that taught you? Were they the same nuns that taught you?
Well, they lived at Lark Hill. Right. You know, what is now Newman College. And they lived there.
Yeah.
And of course, the school, the girls' school was like the infants and the juniors all in one.
Right.
Just go across the yard. And the boys' school was like nearer to the church, which was about two streets away.
Yeah.
And
is that where the school is now? St. Augustine's?
No.
Junior school? No, it was.
It was in Carr Street.
Right.
It was all redeveloped around there,
yeah.
And they took the girls' school down. And now the school now is near what is now the Avenham Community Centre.
Right.
You know, they converted the church. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just across from the junior school and the infants.
Right.
What else do you want to say?
Did you have to sit an exam?
Well, the only exam I remember sitting is the 11 plus. And of course I didn't pass it because of all, I think basically because she didn't get the right tuition during the war, you know, when,
right.
Although like Rosa did. And
yeah.
But not everybody, you know, like a cousin of mine, she passed it and they couldn't afford to send her to the, to Lark Hill.
Right.
So
did she go? Did she stay then in the Catholic school?
Yeah, she stayed in the same school as me.
Right, and you stayed
when she was 14.
14.
Yeah.
So you just carried on in the school.
And then when you left school, you couldn't, you know, there was a shortage of people to work in different. If you started at a place, you couldn't leave. You know, so
right.
I went into a shoe factory, which I hated, and my mother had terrible, I wanted to leave, and it was really desperate to get you out. You know, they wouldn't let you leave.
Right.
Also shortage. But that's the only exam I ever remember sitting.
Right. And at school, were you taught certain subjects? And if... Did you find that the classes were split so that some were taught subjects of a higher standard than other classes? Were you streamed within your year? Do you know what I mean by that?
I can't remember that happening because, but they must have had the brighter children perhaps in a year above or something like that.
Yeah.
Because of all the children that were there.
Yeah.
You know, during that time. And one teacher.
That's right.
I don't remember anybody getting any special tuition, but as I say, they may have been in a higher class.
Right.
Or something like that, I don't know.
Did you find that your family supported you in at school, that they wanted you to do well? Or was it just...
No, it was just accepted, you know, that...
You did as well as you could.
Or you didn't.
Yeah.
I don't remember any. There wasn't. There were no teaching aids or other than books. There were really nothing, you know, to like encourage you to. If you didn't have a, and you were restricted to where you could go. Like you got to the library, and it was horrible then, where they had stuffed owls and things like that. You know.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very interesting. But other than the reading library, there was nothing. You know, of course, there was everything shortage in the wars and
that's
all
right.
That sort of thing.
So you were limited to just textbooks, weren't you?
You were limited to what they gave you or what you had at home.
Yeah.
And in my case, I used to like reading books, but it was like fiction.
What did you think of the textbooks that you were given to read?
I don't remember them.
No. I remember that the ones I had were there were very little illustrations in them.
There were no illustrations.
No.
It
was just factual.
They weren't colourful like they are now. They were just bland, weren't they,
yeah. That's how I remember it anyway. And I found it hard to learn from those.
Yeah. I mean, now my grandchildren, they are fantastic, but I enjoy them more than they do. I love reading to them, you know, because they're so interesting, aren't they? But there was nothing like that, no.
So when you left school, at what age did you leave school?
14. I was 14.
And did you find your job before you left?
I think my mother found it for me. I don't remember...
Because,
as I say, there was a shortage of people wanting to work in these places because they were all took for war work, the older people. And it wasn't classed as, what was it? You know, like if you was in an aircraft factory, that was classed as...
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but this was just like making shoes and that. Berries it was.
Yeah.
Remember the name.
Was it a big factory that you worked
in? No, it wasn't very big, no.
Can you remember what you were paid?
Oh, very little. I think it was about 9 shillings a week, something.
Yeah, something not very like that. And did you have to give that to Mum when you got up?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole lot?
Yeah.
And were you given spending money back from that or not?
I think I was given it if I wanted to go out, like you went to the cinema or something like that, but not, and you didn't get any, you took your dinner with you.
Yeah.
You know, not sandwiches, you could take one that you, like could take a hot pot and they warmed up and things like that, you know.
Oh, right.
And,
so
you'd no money to pay out for anything like that, and I just remember hating it, that's all.
What about as you were growing up, makeup and clothes and things like that?
The only thing I remember about that is going to Woolworths and getting something in Paris. Evening in Paris or something. And
that's right, I remember that.
If you got a lipstick, you were really lucky. but it were Woolworths, not like it is now.
No, not the choice then. There is now. Right, so did you stay at that factory for a long time?
No, I didn't. I hated it, so after a lot of wrangling, I left and went to Horrocks's weaving mill,
right,
which was in Stan Street, where home base is now.
Yeah.
And I quite liked it there.
Right, so you were a weaver, yeah? And how many looms did you?
Well, at that time they were just bringing in what they call the Northrop brooms, which was, they had a round shuckle thing, and they wove towels.
Oh, right.
And I had 8 looms.
That was a lot of looms. You must have been very...
Yeah, but it didn't seem, you know, quite... Didn't mind that at all.
And was were the wages much better there?
I think it was about 25 shillings a week, something like that.
Mm. And were you paid on how much you produced, or...?
No, I don't think so.
No, because in some mills they were, weren't they?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think it just... You just
an hourly rate.
And that was it, and you got paid weekly.
Right. And how long did you stay there?
I stayed there till I was about 18, I think, 18, 19. Right. And then I joined the Air Force.
Right.
So
you get some sort of training or education through the Air Force as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
What sort of training did you get then?
Well, it was mostly... Well, just the usual, really, and I went to Salisbury, Salisbury.
Yeah.
One down south,
I don't know, I'll have to ask my husband, it'd be a training centre anyway.
Oh yeah, it's still there, I think.
Yeah.
It was called Old Sarum.
Right.
Still there.
Yeah.
As far as I know, anyway. Mm. And I quite enjoyed that. Then I left after the 2 years. You could join for 2 years.
Yeah.
And when I was in the factory, that's how you can remember, you can think, oh, there's something more to life than this.
Yeah.
And my mother had died, you see, in between this. So I didn't feel, I wanted to get away, if you like. So after that, I came back home, and then I met my husband and got married.
Right. And raised a family.
Yeah, eight of them.
8 children. Right. Mm-hmm. And how have they succeeded, do you think,
they've all done quite well in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
The eldest daughter, she went to Lark Hill, but she went from the age of 4. She, used to have to pay for them then.
You paid up to a certain time, didn't you? And then did
they could take the 11 plus, and then if they passed it, was just went into the ordinary.
And did they carry on paying, or
no?
They win a scholarship?
She won a scholarship, but it was just at the time where they were changing.
Right.
You know, like it was, she went from the age of 4 to Lark Hill, and then he paid the fees until she was 11.
Right.
And then she passed the 11 plus, and then she went to college, at Alston Hall, Alston Hall now? But I think it was still called Alston Hall.
College, was it?
But it was a college then, it's not now, it's just took over by the...
Was there a technical college or
No, it was, she was trained to be a nursery nurse.
Right, yeah, so it would be...
And then she went, after that she went to St Martin's in Liverpool.
Right, so how long was she at Alston's? Was it till she was 15 or 16?
No, it was, she'd be about that when she went there.
Oh, right.
Stayed at Lark
Hill. Lark Hill till she was, yeah. Yeah, and then she went to, on to Austin's at that time. So did she take up a career as a nursery nurse?
Oh, yeah, she's still, still doing it now, but she also has her own business as well, like a morning and afternoon school club.
Oh, that's good.
You know, like she does, she goes, her own business is morning and after school.
Yeah.
But she still does her own job as a nursery nurse in the reception class. You know, she's been there from, well, she went to different schools, but she's been there like about 20 years at that particular school. And my other daughter, she's 10 years younger. She went to, it was a different thing then, and they only went, it was a sixth form college. It had turned Newman College.
Right.
And it's not, it wasn't as big as it is now, it was like just taking off, if you will. And from there she went up to St. Vincent's Road, you know, in Ford.
Right.
And she got, I remember them, she wanted to leave desperately, and they sent for me and said, it's such a waste, you know. She said, the tutor said, we regard these children as adults, you know, they were 17, 18, and they have to make their own mind up, but we would like to try and persuade you to stay on, and but she wouldn't.
What was she studying at that time?
I'm not quite, probably, I don't know really.
She hadn't really decided, just general
subject. They obviously thought that she had aptitude, you know.
Did it, yeah.
So she got married at 19, and then her marriage broke up, and so she went back to university.
Yes.
And she got a first.
What did she take, subjects did she take a degree in?
Well, there are all sorts of things, and she got, I can't think of the name where she works now, it's somewhere in Wigan, but it's something to do with the environment, you know,
and right.
she goes round to different authorities and tells them, you know, like discusses with them about also, you know,
the environment.
To do with the, how to sort of improve the town or the city or whatever.
So she took her degree after she was married.
Oh yes, she only got it about 6 or 7 years ago. She had twin girls, and her children were already doing their own studies then.
Right.
And she took it up, because her marriage had broke down.
Yeah.
And that's when she took it up again. But she'd like gone a whole 2 decades, if you like, without, you know, she'd have done it at the beginning, you know, when she was there, it might have been a whole different ball game, but...
Well, my son took his 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I said, what a shame, he didn't do better at school, and he said, I wasn't ready for it then.
No, that's it.
So
you can't, like, you hear these parents now pushing the children, and they have to do this, but you can't live your life through them.
No, and, I agree with that.
Although everybody could see it when, you know, in her case, when the tutor said at Fulwood that they don't usually do that, but they could see, but she wouldn't. You know, she wanted to leave and all this sort of thing. But she said she's hoped her children have learned by her mistakes.
Mm.
You see, she's 40 now.
So her children at what age are her children now?
The twins are 22. They were 22 in September.
And have they?
They've got quite good jobs. They've been all around the world. And
right. And did they go to university or?
No, they didn't. They went to college.
Yeah.
And then they have the Wanderlust, so they went round Australia, you know, they were there for just 13 months.
Oh God.
And one's just been to South Africa, just come back last week. Mm.
So how do you feel about the opportunities you had to what they have now?
There was none, was there, compared to what there is now? There's nothing.
Well, the choices now are fantastic.
Oh, I'll say they are, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just lived in your own street, and I mean, they talk about, you know, breaking up communities, taking streets and all that, but it was a closed world, really, wasn't it, you know?
Mm.
And like I was saying before, there was no, you're a Catholic or you're a Protestant, and you didn't mix, and there may have been a, you all lived in the same, if you lived in one street, you're probably all Catholics, you know.
Mm. They lived
the
together.
Next street would be Protestant, because there was a two schools, there was which were just for Protestants, you know, near. Yeah,
the Frenchwood school.
Frenchwood and one school. In Malt Street, what they call Malt Street.
Oh, was the one there?
Yeah.
And that was a junior school.
Yeah, I think it was just so, you know, you went at 3 and left at 14, like every other school at that time. But that's, you know, that was taken down with the redevelopment.
Mm.
But that was a Protestant school. Yeah, there were the two. This was like down here, was quite a new school. I think it was only built in the 30s.
Right.
I think it was early 30s, about 36 when this opened. It hasn't been there for a long time.
No, it was, I think, at the end of the 29, I think, when they laid the foundation, something
like that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it only opened in the 30s.
Yeah.
And, but the Malt Street would be as old as St. Augustine's.
Mm. And St. Augustine's was a community on its own, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That provided.
But they had their own church, St. Saviour's.
Oh, yes, they did, yeah. Yeah.
The top of Manchester Road there.
But what I meant with the community, it had its social side. You could all go, you know, like all churches did.
Yeah.
They put on.
Oh, yeah, everything revolved around the church. Everything.
Mm.
Yeah. And it was just the way things were at that time. But when you look back to what they can get today, it's fantastic. You know, I say to the twins, well, you've been out. It's fabulous, you know, they're the right age, they're healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, we were in our 50s before you even went abroad.
Well, when, I mean, you've experienced the times when the, what can I say, like the National Health Service wasn't there.
No, you're in poverty and frightened of being ill because you had to pay shilling for the doctor or something, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think
one of the biggest things to you would be when the National Health Service came in.
Oh, yeah.
And the opportunities in education.
Yeah.
For your own children is what I mean, mm-hmm. would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So you've seen a lot of change, actually.
Oh, yeah, fabulous changes, yeah.
What about the swinging 60s? Were you part of that group?
Well, I had a young family at that time. So, I vaguely remember it, but...
I don't know whether you agree or not. I don't think it affected the North as much as it did the South.
No, I don't think it did.
Because I was married in the 60s. Well, in 1960, and I don't remember swinging,
I remember them going around in the little flowered dresses and all that sort of thing, but...
But you weren't part of the women's movement, Burn Your Bra?
No. No, as I say, I had a young family then, so probably other things to do. I don't really know. I don't remember it being like what the 80s.
I don't hear.
I mean, like all these drugs and that, I don't even see that now, unless it goes above me.
Yeah. I don't know. It probably is the area and where you lived.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. But I know it's right if it's all they say, but it was in the 60s or so they said, didn't it? So,
yeah. When we talk about Frenchwood, as a project, and I've been talking about Frenchwood, would you say that the area itself designated as Frenchwood is the same as it was when you were young or now? Do you know what I mean by that? I asked for photographs on Frenchwood, but part of that, I believe, was probably in earlier times known as Avenham. You know, the redevelopment area around here, which goes beyond where St. Augustine's were to Manchester Road. Would that part from St. Augustine's to Manchester Road be Avenham or Frenchwood?
No, that's Avenham. Mm. At one time, this is the posh area.
Yeah.
All those houses across there weren't built.
No.
And they were only built, like, with the school down here in the 30s. And these houses along here would be, for manager, when we got the deeds of this house, for instance, the people who lived here or had it built was a manager at Horrocks' Mill.
Right.
And it was that type of people, dentists and all that.
Yeah.
You know, and then...
That you would class probably as middle class then?
Yeah, I didn't live here then. I lived in Richmond Street, not far from where the school was. Rosa gave me some... Well, she sent them through me so much. I don't know if they'd be... She's into digital...
Yes, she is, camera.
She took these, but it was only like for me, really.